The world's tough enough as it is. Make sure you be kind to yourself, love yourself, and enable yourself to love others.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone!
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode here of our DT Talks podcast, Season 3.
Woo! Woo-hoo. Yes! Oh, this time you're not asking how are you, yeah, friends and family?
Oh, yeah, because they're, you know, physically not here, so what am I supposed to do?
Now Terrell's got it. Okay.
There we go.
All right, so how are you feeling, Terrell? Are you excited for this episode?
Yeah, this episode is going to be a little bit deep, and hopefully we'll get a positive way to talk about this topic because it is, in a way, very controversial. But at the same time, it's not. But in a modern time, it's good to talk about this because not everyone has the opportunity to speak out and talk about this in general. What about you, Deidre?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this day, honestly.
Oh, really?
I was really excited for this episode. It's good because February in the UK, it happens to be LGBT History Month.
Oh, really?
So it's a good time to put this up, especially if our listeners are in the UK.
Oh,
so,
yeah. The Irish people. Yep. Be sure to listen to this if you have friends, I guess. Yeah.
Of course. Okay. We should have friends.
Yeah.
No one should be alone.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. So shall we continue on with our good news as usual?
All right. Here we go. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Yes, welcome back.
Yes, Uncle Terrell always like to talk about good news. Now, this week is very, very special because Uncle Terrell learned piano when very, very young. This is related to all the music people out there.
Okay,
in the headline, it says, musical training gives the brain a crucial advantage, especially at an early age, says new study. Neurologists looking to understand how perfect pitch affects the brain found an altogether different and inspiring conclusion about music and brain functions. And they found that both perfect pitch, the ability to identify a note simply by the sound, and musical training in general led to greater functional connectivity between the regions of the brain.
See, sure, our science people understand that.
All the notes that's in play before, you can actually have a good brain that's working also. So Uncle Terrell believe in that superstition because the more music you play, the more you can be thinking better.
Music is powerful, guys.
Okay, the last part, it says they also found that musical training at a young age produces strong structural connections, as in connections that help distinct areas of the brain work together to perform complex cognitive tasks, which has important implications outside of musical education.
Wow, that was heavy.
So to all the Asians out there, or to the ones who's learning musical instrument, it is good that parents always teach you to learn how to play. They don't teach you, they use money on teachers to,
yes, exactly,
for your lessons. Yes. And then in the future, you will not regret because you play piano, play violin, and maybe even singing. Uncle Terrell don't believe in singing, only believe in piano.
What? Why?
Because piano can make people smarter. You can show off to the other children that you are more special because they don't play piano, you play piano.
Oh, okay. What if the whole community decides to send their kids to learn piano?
It's okay. I let my children to learn a second musical instrument, the violin.
Oh.
Okay. Then my children will be more special, can show off more.
That's the whole idea, to show off.
Yes, that's the point. You have to tell others you are better than others.
This just took a turn, guys.
This is how Uncle Terrell was taught when I was growing up. I need to put people down so that I can be up there.
And yet he does the good news.
Yes, this is good news. You have to understand. Musical instrument can help you to become a better thinker in the future. So make sure to send your kids to learn musical instrument. If not, you can learn music in general. Even if you're old, you can have a better thought for sure. Okay?
Okay.
This is Uncle Taro with the news. Take it away, Deidre.
Wow, those were some really good news from Uncle Taro. So yeah, guys, learn the piano, learn whatever musical instrument you want to learn. Not only work your brain, but according to Uncle Taro, yeah, be better than others. Okay. So I'm excited for this episode. I am very sure we are curious about who's our guest for this special episode.
Oh yeah, for this episode specifically, we selected a very specific individual and hopefully he'll be able to answer some of your questions. And he's a wonderful friend of mine all the way from Hawaii or California. And he's my good friend. So I'll let him introduce himself.
Aloha mai kakou. My name is Yese Purcell Wilson. I am originally from California, but I moved to Hawaii about 3-4 years ago, studying at BYUH and studying music. So I'm glad that Uncle Taro talked about music. I'm studying to be a choir director and graduate next semester. And in a year, I'll be getting a master's in choral conducting from University of Hawaii.
That's cool.
Wonderful.
I was like, what?
Okay, as per usual, when we introduce someone to our podcast as our guest, we usually play a game called Would You Rather?
Yes, you get 5 questions, Yese.
Bring it on.
All right, here we go. First question, would you rather be the most popular person at work/school or the smartest person at work/school?
I would probably pick smartest because I have a fear of people thinking I'm ignorant. And when you're popular, often it's because you care for people. And I talked to my friend Sam about this. I realized that we both talked about how nobody cares for the person who cares for others. So I'd rather be smarter and be with people who love me genuinely, like Terrell.
Oh, thank you.
I see.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Makes sense.
Okay, well, would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button in your life?
I think that's an easy one for me because I'm that person like on Word documents that's constantly fixing all my errors and like I can't let a red line stand underneath. So I would constantly be fixing things with a rewind button. So a pause button would be better for my life.
Yes, you need to pause and think and just correct all those little tiny typos.
Well, even if you're like having the best moment in your life, yeah, let's pause. Let's just enjoy this.
Yeah, I just have some break time and just have a breather so that you can just relax and think about it.
Yeah, there'd be a lot less fighting because like you get to like pause and just get all the anger out. Yeah. And then you could just be fine.
Exactly, yeah.
True
that works too. Next question. Would you rather date someone with the same name as you or someone who looks very similar to you?
So my name is I-E-S-E. There are not very many of us out there, but it is the Samoan spelling of Jesse. So I would like somebody better looking than me. But if there's a very handsome Jesse or Yese out there, I would definitely date them. It doesn't matter.
I mean, would you say
that? I actually didn't know that about Yese. It's the Samoan version of Jesse. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Now you know.
It also means sexy beast in some other language.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. We all have to check that out.
Fact
telling
check
the truth. But yeah. It's funny how you said you wanted someone better looking than you. What the heck? Next question. Would you rather have more time or more money?
I'm a college student. I would love more money. That's a really simple one. It's really selfish. But yeah, I could go for more money.
Don't we
really?
All?
Really? Not more time to sleep or take a break?
No, I'll take the money.
Okay.
Actually, if you think about it, if you do have a decent job, if you have more time in a day, you actually earn more money. Or you have more time to rest still. So I guess it depends what it is.
Yeah. I understand. College students, yep, you're broke.
All of us are broke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Basically.
All right, final question. Would you rather become someone else or just stay you?
Oh, that's easy. I love who I am. And that's something that Terrell and I talk about often is self-love. It's been a journey to get to where I'm at. And so, yeah, I'm fine with loving who I am and staying who I am.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really good that you're like that. You know, a lot of people don't appreciate who they are, themselves especially. So it's good that you're one of those people who discovered what self-love is and, you know, love yourself a lot.
Well, I think, like, I won't go too much down the religious aspect, but, like, to love yourself helps you be able to love others. If you don't love yourself, you don't have much to work with there, so you got to start there.
Yeah, it makes sense because, like, if you're not able to love yourself, how you portray that love to others, you know? Like, how are you going to appreciate what you have done for yourself when you're doing it to others?
And then you become dependent on the other person to do the loving for them and you.
Yeah.
So that's just really toxic. So do yourself a favor and love yourself.
Amen to that.
I mean, it's interesting that we can segment this to our to our topic already because it would kind of make sense.
It's all tied together.
Yeah.
Of course, definitely. Well, okay, so now we've definitely gotten to know Jesse, our guest, a little bit better. And we are going to get right into the topic for today. So since this is also LGBT History Month in the UK, I'll just provide some little info about this. Okay, so LGBT History Month is that annual celebration. It's to provide education and insight on the issues that the LGBT plus community faces. So you're teaching people about the history of the gay rights movement and to promote an inclusive modern society. So in the UK, it takes place every February. And of course, in US and Canada, it's October. In different countries, they have different times to commemorate this time. That's just a little info for people.
That's really cool. I mean, I didn't know any of this before. Mm-hmm. Even though people celebrate it, I wasn't too aware of it. Maybe it's still very new to me. That's why I'm like...
Yeah, in Asia, it's not... Yeah, it's not really.
Yeah, well, Malaysia especially. Okay, so what do you think, Jesse? Like, why do you think we invited you especially?
Why did you invite me?
What am I doing here? Well,
I know, right?
Well, fun fact, everybody, I am an openly gay individual, and I came out to my family about 2 years ago at the age of 25. I'm now 27, so it's been a long journey to get to that point, which is why self-love is so important. I'm really excited to talk about this topic, LGBTQ. Do I have time to talk about what each of those letters mean?
Sure, you can.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know, because I think people say it all the time, but not everybody knows. So L stands for lesbian, G stands for gay, B is bisexual. I think most people know those ones. The T stands for transsexual, which is somebody who's transitions into another gender or identifies as such. And then the Q, they add Q and IA. Q is queer. That used to be a bad word. And I don't know if your audience knows that people would say, oh, he's queer. And so the community has actually taken that word and empowered it. We now take it as a label to like, oh, I'm queer. It's no longer a bad word. And so if you're LGBT, all that fits under the umbrella of Q or queer. So all of those are queer. And then I is intersex, which is if you're not on any of those spectrums. And then A is asexual, which is somebody who doesn't have sexual feelings. I'm not an expert on that. And so that's what all those mean. And then there's a plus. I'll probably talk about labels later.
To me, it is very confusing. Like, probably I am at a point where I still don't comprehend fully what is going on. And that's why I probably don't know what after queer is. I didn't even know what queer is until like you explained it earlier. Maybe I knew a little bit, but just like my subconscious, like I have no idea what it is. It does help us to educate ourselves a little bit more and on what it is and how we can help others to know about this. These days we need more of this so that people can be more aware of it, and then we'll be able to relate this to their friends if they are in that community as well.
If you don't mind me asking you, Jesse,
no filter, go for it.
How's the experience like for you, especially when you said you only came out 2 years ago? How was that like for you?
That's an excellent question. I'll try to keep it brief. For me, I started off in around elementary school, around fifth grade, knowing that I was different. I didn't know what that was yet. And so it wasn't until like I was in middle school that I found out what gay meant. And so I just had to suppress that, hide that. And nobody in my family knew. And so I was praying one night and God's like, it's time to come out to your family. I'm like, okay, if you have that, which is very rare. That's not common in most people's stories, but that's my story. And so I came out to my family and nobody saw it coming. A lot of people do, the parents like, oh, I always knew, but mine were totally shocked. It's funny, it's not about attraction alone, it's a part of it. It's acknowledging who I am as a person. It's a being question, and I'm willing to bet that a lot of the sound clips that we'll listen to later, but people are often confused. They only think it's the attraction, but there are so much more to being gay. I've been able to love 100% myself, and Terrell knows this about me. My philosophy is I like to be 100% myself, and people who like that about me will come close to me and be my friend. And if they don't, they filter themselves out, and that's okay. I don't need everybody to love me, but it's really cool that I get to be 100% me and love that, and then the people who like that about me surround me, and that leads to a much happier life.
Wow. Nice. That's awesome. Yes. Well, I hope the people who are listening here today will be able to relate how you feel, and we'll be able to get through it together as well, because it's not easy being one, right? Like, it's not easy to open up at all. It's like opening a new chapter where it's like stuck in just two pages and you can't open it sometimes, and your family is like also in that page, and they keep flipping it and they thought it was normal, and then like until one day you tear it out and they're like, oh, this is a secret part of the chapter that I've never discovered about my family or myself. So yeah,
I'm really trying to picture what you're saying.
Oh, you don't know what I'm saying? So some books
I am. It's like I'm like, okay, let me picture that chapter. Okay, flipping. Okay.
Yeah, actually, if I could say something about that, I'll say this openly, especially if there's LGBTQ members listening to this. When I came out, I won't say which parent went immediately for the fix. Oh, you should be like Uncle so and so who does this and or is married to a woman, and so it's very common for parents to, because they care for their child, to want to fix it, and they're the people of knowledge and wisdom. Literally, they know, like, I've been dealing with this every day since I was like in fifth grade, so like 15 years. And so it's important to also give parents time to navigate this new chapter. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to say some things that are hurtful, but they're well-intentioned. But I got to also say, there are some people who go through much harsher things than that, than like getting kicked out of the house. I was grateful that my parents have actually improved a lot in these 2 years. It's gotten really, really good.
That's very true. I'm sure, especially if they're not expecting this, they're not familiar with it. That's always the first thing people do. They're like, oh, we have to fix this. We have to fix this. But it's not something to be fixed.
A really cool one. So because I go to a Christian university, there are a lot of closeted people. One of them shared me this story that, like, he was watching the news with his dad. He's closeted, meaning secretly gay. It was an LGBTQ topic. He's like, hey, Dad, what are your thoughts about this? And his dad ignored it. He asked it again. And his dad said, son, I don't know why you keep asking me questions about this stupid topic. This has nothing to do with me.
Ooh.
Ooh. And little does he know that that's his son.
Oh, no.
So there's just a little, I know. Doesn't it just sting the heart? So that one hurt for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Dang.
Definitely.
Oh, man. Hearing that from a parent, like, oh, man. Oh.
Terrell is really hurt, guys.
Yeah. Honestly, it's very hurtful if a parent says that, especially when, like, the parents don't know their children really well. And when they start to say things like this, it's very hurtful. Like, I know how that feels.
We are going to definitely talk more about all of this. As always, we want to know what people around us think, especially about the LGBTQ+ community. Let us hear what they have to say.
All right, here we go.
So I have known of the LGBT before I came here to Hawaii. Couple of my friends back home actually belong to the LGBT community. And I know of a few others who join or are part of the club or, you know, like something like that. I think the LGBT people, they just want to make sure that everyone knows that we should not treat them differently. They just want to be seen as normal human beings and that we should not judge them based on their choice.
Actually, Deidre, these are the better answers. I think I didn't really have time to really think about the questions. But the first question is, have you heard of the LGBTQ community before? Yes, I have. Do I know anyone who is part of the community? Not necessarily. I do know people who are gay. But from what I understand, it doesn't automatically mean that you're part of the community. I've been told that it's really a choice. And I've never actually personally asked those people. So I guess it's a good question. And what do I know about the community? I know it's all in the title, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, so forth. Yeah, it's just like a community like any other. I don't really know that much. And what I mean by choice is they choose to identify as part of the community or as to become a member of the community, from my understanding. I'm not saying someone chooses to be gay. I'm saying whether they choose to be part of the community.
Have I heard of the LGBT community before? Yes, I have heard about the LGBT community. I personally have a friend from the LGBT community. What do I know about it? I do know that it stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. I totally forgot what the Q is, but yeah, that's what it stands for. Do I have any questions about the LGBT community? I don't really have any questions, but I do know that they are a really brave community that sticks out from the rest of the world. So, yeah.
I knew a lot of people, and most of these people are my friends for more than 15 years since MySpace era. Since I was in high school, I got the exposure of these people or community. It may be a bit like a culture shock at first, but I want to get to know them, and I understood where they came from, what kind of lifestyle, environment, family pressure, having this conservative value that doesn't align to personal choice. You see, Malaysia is like quite diverse in everything. Some of my friends have preferred to live their LGBT lives almost invisible. I have a friend, he was disowned by his family, and he flew to Europe to find refuge from the established community backed by the NGO. He talked so much about how he kind of like being the advocate to that community, and the community helped my friend to flourish in everything that is doing. This is very, very complicated because this kind of like leads to him being gay in the family. He was not accepted, and then now he is undergo transgender or transsexual. I don't understand that term, but I need to know more a little bit to learn about how these people kind of like their personality is and things like that. What do they believe in this kind of system? It's hard for my friend to come out because having pressured by their family for being the only child in the family or being the eldest in the family, and then you have to uphold to the value that your parents or your family have and wanting you to preserve it and hand over it from generation to generations. Just imagine having to go up to everyone you know and telling them that you're not straight or just that now you're different, and who you are is that's not widely accepted back then yet. You do not know what the end result would be. Some had abusive life and some just rejection upon rejection. The thing is, the community that my friend went through was very nice because he was helped by the community to raise funds and to raise awareness how their life is a bit challenging. Being different is hard, but they are very talented, very smart people, and then my friend graduated from an IT school. But I must say that my friend has been really, really happy and doesn't have to go through that again, despite being under the radar of the community. One thing that I can say that it's hard to make a living or thrive in this kind of community. To go on a surface level, sometimes they have to go in the bottom level because it has to be discreet in some form or some ways. It's hard. I felt their pain for having to go through this by themselves, especially for those who are still stuck at home, not able to fly out or coming out just to become for themselves, and we need to respect that. If the most basic thing, which is acceptance, isn't even there, it is less likely that we'll get equal rights for these people, as I observed for more than 15 years. Because back then I don't have words or vocabulary to match to the things that I observe. But after a number of years, I able to understand the situation better. I really love them and I respect them so much.
Yes, I have heard of the LGBTQ+ community, and I've got a lot of friends in this community. Some of my best friends from high school are a part of this community. What I know about the LGBTQ+ community is that they are a community of people who help others with their sexuality, with identifying and feeling heard and welcomed, and also giving people a space who question their sexuality, somewhere where they can express themselves freely and not feel violated or shunned.
Okay, so personally, I never heard about it until I came here, and then I found out that there was such a thing as the LGBTQ+ community. Since then, I've come to know a few people who belong to that community. What I came to know about that community, it's a safe space for people who, with, I don't want to say identity crisis, just or with people who identify differently when it comes to sexuality. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I know about that community.
Yes. I've heard of the LGBTQ+ community before. I personally know people who belong to the LGBTQ+ community. The LGBT community is a way for people to express who they really are. My question to the LGBTQ+ community is, how can the LGBTQ+ community assist and provide support to those that are being hated upon and being shamed because they belong to this community?
Yes, I have heard of the LGBTQ plus community before, and I also personally know some people who are part of that. I remember one of my friends ask me if I was a gay magnet because most of my closest friends are part of that community.
I personally do not know a lot about this community. I'm still trying to learn, and I have a long way to go. But what I do know is that the LGBTQ plus community, they have been oppressed, mistreated, and that they have been deprived of basic human rights just because of who they are. And I see them now as a very strong group. They have survived all of that because they deserve it. They are humans just like us. That's just the beginning of their story.
I normally would say that I don't have questions to avoid drama and issue and whatnot, but since this is a learning experience for me and for everybody who is listening, my question is, what is the one thing that everybody should know about people who are part of the LGBTQ community?
So, Yeste, what do you think?
Oh my gosh. I there's so much to,
I know
it's a lot of process.
Yeah, it is. I took some notes. I really love that opening comment of don't treat differently. That is so huge for me, just to be treated like a human. Mind-boggling concept, right? I really appreciate that comment of brave. Okay, let's tackle this question. How can they assist, or how can the community assist those who are hated upon? There are all sorts of groups that are out. I won't list any or sponsor any on your podcast, but especially to those who are closeted or not open, you got to find ways to reach out to those who are public, somebody who thinks similar to you. You may see somebody on social media. The support in the community is strong, and we have vaults of our mouths are vaulted. If we will protect your sexuality because, and this is general, this I can really speak generally about this because it is a matter of life or death. If somebody is outed, the odds of them becoming suicidal is extremely high. And so we're a very, very safe community. So if you are in the closet, I would say find somebody safe to come out to soon. But first, you got to come out to yourself. That is the first step before going to somebody else. And that's something that's not talked about often, is you need to be honest with yourself first. And once you made that step, then you can start reaching out.
I mean, thanks, ESA, for that. And it does really help each of us to be aware that LGBTQ, it's a community to help others who maybe who are coming out or trying to coming out because of whatever their circumstances are that's affecting them. Also, just letting you guys know that we're not like professionals on this, and we're just speaking from our opinions, and hopefully we'll find a way for ourselves to be in their shoes so that we can know how they feel in that sense, because you know, not all of us are gay. Well, like, if we want to put it a very simple term, it's that not all of us know how it feels like to be in that position. So I think it is
definitely
very helpful.
Not, yeah,
it's very funny that people say that, okay, like people who are, you know, gay, lesbian and so forth are like aliens, you know. It's so weird that they put it that way. Like,
really, they say that?
I mean, they didn't say it, but they would imply on the way they said it, you know, like, oh, we need to treat them like humans. But what if to the person who's never said this before, does that mean like they're aliens to all of us and all that?
You know, the one that I always hear from, I don't know, from what I hear is that people always think it's like a disease. They think that it has to be cured.
Yeah,
it has to be fixed.
You know,
you're just sick.
This is, I'm really passionate about this one. I was just listening to a podcast the other day. Another term that actually in a lot of Christian religious communities use, if the people don't want to claim the gay label or any of those labels, they'll say they're same sex attracted. And and sometimes people say, so I have a friend, he struggles with same sex attraction. And this quote that I love from this podcaster, he said like, oh no, I don't struggle with same sex attraction. I struggle with others struggle with same sex attraction. and this was a religious podcast. He's like, yeah, me and God, we're all good. And same with me, like me and God, we're all good. My struggle is more social and political than it is about my spiritual side.
Yeah, I just hope like people don't think this as an actual disease, but it's just the way people, that how they want to be.
Like, yeah, like, no, really, everyone is, like, we're born different. We are born as individuals. We have different personalities. We have different tastes. So many things are different about us. And I remember, especially because like how we go to a church school. So a lot of people are like kind of scared to touch on that subject. In religion class, I remember at one point, one of the students even asked the professor his thoughts about people who are gay or people who are bisexual and such. And the professor himself said, you know what? We are all, no matter what we are all children of God. We were all created by God. So why would God create something that he doesn't love?
I love that. I'm also that believer of like, I'm a child of God. And one thing that I learned as I've been doing further research on this is like, isn't it interesting when we talk about other labels, let's say like, you're a mother. No, but don't forget you're a child of God. Like, that we don't really use that for anybody else. Like, oh, you're Malaysian. Mm. No, you're a child of God. Don't forget that you're a child of God. Mm. Like, so yes, it's important to acknowledge that you're a child of God, but not to minimalize like somebody's label being LGBT. Some people are trying to replace it, but it needs to be a part of who, accept as part of who they are. And that's really what we're looking for.
Yeah,
Jarell's quiet.
Yeah, I'm lost for words again.
It's a tricky topic. It really is.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about it when you barely have much knowledge about it. Like, to me, this is still very new. Like, I was aware that there are people who might be gay or lesbian and so forth, and I didn't know any of the others back then. But as I go through, because I went to Sydney at one point, because that's the central of Mardi Gras, so they just celebrate their community and how they open up themselves and just, you know, celebrate it together. I think it's a wonderful celebration, to be honest, if you're part of the community. It does help you to be, you know, stronger. It helps you to be open with it because you have friends who feels the same way. So it's a good thing. And that's why I'm lost for words, because I don't know much.
You know what? As much as I love the LGBTQ community, I look forward for the day where it doesn't have to be an issue. That like me, who I love, we can just have our own relationship and sail off into the sunset and not have anything to do with anybody, you know?
Yes.
But unfortunately, I'm thrown into this situation of being grouped into all these politics and all these religious issues. But really, the community is very supportive now, but I look forward to the day that the community doesn't have to be so important. This is just my own personal opinion.
And one thing I do want to touch upon is that I don't understand why that all of us need to have labels like male, female, and so forth. Like, does a person have to be labeled as that particular, I don't know what to call it, but gender, I guess. You know what? Why? You know, what's the point sometimes?
Gosh, audience, you'll notice I have very unique opinions. Not many people think like me. Labels are never really accurate. Like, let's use the Mormon label, for example. If I tell somebody I'm Mormon, then they'll think, oh, then that means you must blank, 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 blank. And you get the long list of things. Something on there, there's something that we don't like. But the same thing with gay. Oh, you're gay. So that means blank, 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 blank. We don't have to conform to everything that is on other people's lists. Now, when I tell somebody I'm gay, I'm hoping that gives them more of a background of who I am, but I don't have to conform to everything that you have on your list. And heck, what even is gay? If you really think about it, it's circular logic. It's, oh, why are you gay? Oh, because I like guys. Oh, well, why do you like guys? Oh, because I'm gay. Well, why are you gay? Because I like it. It just never ends. You just constantly go in the circle. Yeah. We haven't defined what it is. What if being gay is you have a high capacity to love human beings? A byproduct is you're attracted to the same gender. I don't know. We haven't really defined that. And that's, we still need more on that. But that's the issue with these labels is, and why we have such a long and growing acronym is because it's not full encompassing and everybody feels limited by them.
Yeah, one of my friends commented also, like, at some point in life, we're going to have all the alphabetical letters in the community. Like, honestly, like, I think people just got
to
stop.
That's why it just needs to, like, accept it that you don't need a separate community. Like, just have it be part of the norm.
Yeah, and I think it'll take a while when that time comes. And I really hope it comes early so that people can feel safe. I feel like when people open up, people have just started to discriminate the person. And that's horrible. Like,
that's why it's not okay.
And especially on some countries where it's not common to have, well, I wouldn't say not common, but it's just nobody expect them to open up and nobody knows that those people who are in that position. And then they're like, oh, I didn't know you're this kind of person. Oh, okay, now I know. Like, I'm going to stop bashing you now. I'm like, why? What's the point? I don't understand why people are so triggered by people opening up themselves. And I'm really confused sometimes.
The thing is, like, a lot of this is, well, it's sad to say, a lot of it is based on religion, how people think like, oh, this is a sin, so you have to change. But then again, why is this affecting you? Like, if you're so worried, then don't bother about it. Just leave them be. This is their own personal choice. This is their own life or whatever. So why do you have to bother about what you deem as them, like, it's a sin?
And let me jump on this, because I'm still religious. That's another not so common thing of being gay and religious. A lot of people end up leaving religion, but a lot of Christians have that saying is, love the sinner, hate the sin. And we've all heard that. Mm. And I heard a modification of it recently, and it was like, love the sinner, take them to dinner, you know? And because in that way, you get to hear their story. And then you also take yourself off the high pedestal, because when you say, love the sinner, hate the sin, you are coming from a place of more holiness than they are, and you're looking down at them. And so that's such a terrible way to look at it. If anything, it should love the sinner, hate your own sin. Like, that's a much more better way to make the world a better place, instead is work on your own side and just love everybody. The world would definitely start healing a lot faster.
Yeah, I guess we did touch on the question, how to solve that problem. We did say, like, there are people who are discriminating others. Like, how can the community or us, who's not part of the community, who may or may not be, you know, help these people? What can we do?
Okay, so I did prepare a few points that were kind of spontaneous. I would invite everybody listening to this to make a plan. Imagine if you don't have somebody who's LGBTQ in your life, imagine somebody who you think has zero chance of being LGBTQ. Don't think of this person, he's feminine, which it doesn't always mean that they're gay. But imagine somebody that you're 100% sure that they're not going to be LGBTQ, and make a plan. How will I respond if that person comes out as LGBTQ? Mm. Because that's what happened to me and my family. Nobody was prepared because nobody saw it coming. And then begin dialogue. Bullies thrive on emotional distance, and an unintentional harm comes from ignorance. So if we open dialogue, we start to close that emotional distance. Like, here in America, this is such a weird analogy. When we buy, like, chicken from the store, like a chicken fillet or a fish fillet, it doesn't look like a chicken or it doesn't look like a fish because we didn't actually have to kill the animal. But if we were to put, like, the chicken head or the fish head on there, people wouldn't want to do it, because all of a sudden it becomes real, that thing that was living. That closes the emotional distance. And so I'm looking for that same thing, is if we begin dialogue, we close that emotional distance. We get up close and personal, and then you can really get the answers if you're genuinely looking. Going to the list now, I would say, number one, do not fix the individual. Don't try to fix them, but validate.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite...
That's an important one.
Yeah, just let them know. Like, one of my favorite things to say when... And I get a lot of closet people that come out to me. I love to say, just help me understand what you're going through. And just listen without an agenda other than to love them. And here's the best part, folks. You don't even have to agree with what they're saying. You don't have to. As a human being loving and caring for another human being, just care by listening to their story intently. So that's point one. Point two, don't use terms that makes it sound like a disease. We talked about that one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, he struggles with being gay, or he turned gay. Yeah, don't say that.
Turned gay.
Yeah, that's definitely one that's out there. And be mindful of your language. There are still people like who are caught in traffic, and they'll just say, like, frick, this traffic is so gay. The traffic has a sexuality, but it gives it a negative connotation. Anyway, number three,
yes,
and this is more advanced once you've moved along from those two, is try to normalize it. Terrell does this with me all the time. And now, this is something that I wrote down. This doesn't apply to me, but if I was in a relationship, it'd be cool if somebody said, like, hey, I saw pics of you and your boyfriend on Facebook, and they're so cute. Tell me all the things that you love about him. Notice how that just, like, is just normal. That's what you would say to a heterosexual person. Mm-hmm. So if you can help build the normalcy, I'd really appreciate that. And for the most advanced concept and the hardest one would be, speak up for us. I'm not going to tell you how to vote or who to vote for. If you hear homophobic things, stand up for me, stand up for us. You don't have to win the argument, and there doesn't even have to be an argument, but just the act of speaking up is the victory. In our congregations, for example, we average 5 to 6 closeted LGBTQ members. If you stand up, you inspire hope just for speaking up in the public square, wherever you are. Mm-hmm. So those are just a couple points.
Wow, thank you for bringing that up, though. Yes, it's, like, really good for us to be aware of what we can do to help support those who are struggling, especially for acceptance in the LGBTQ plus community.
I think sometimes people just gotta stop putting religion in I mean, it helps in
politics and religion.
Politics and religion, because it does cause a big controversy. I keep using that word, but it does make people think that you are doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's to me, especially knowing all this, gaining all this information thus far, there's nothing wrong with you being yourself. Like, if anything, when you're opening up, you are so closed on this religion views as well as the political views, you don't want to do it because you're scared that you're gonna have consequences for opening up, you know, like some countries where you get stoned to death if people know that you are part of the community, even part of the community, not just like opening up. And I just don't understand why the world is like this, and I really hope that people can start to move forward from this and to be able to have a way to establish this thing for all of us to...
What? This thing?
This, I don't have the word for it. I wish I have, like, I learned more about it.
Yeah.
You know, we need to appreciate one another, and to, when people do open up, you know, cheer for them, you know. Not often every day you hear people say, yay, I'm gay. And then everyone is like, yay, clapping. No, not in this world. I really hope it's like this. When one of my friends did open up, my experiences, you know, I texted him. He's like, I told him, hey, no matter whatever your choices that you made thus far, just know that I'm your friend. You know, some people, I don't know what it feels like. He didn't like respond like a big text after, but I just know that he knows that I care about how he feels. And this is not just not saying that I'm in a religious perspective, but I'm just saying this as a friend, and a lot of people do need that, and it is very lonely in this kind of road, and I'm sure people do appreciate that. Oh, what do you think?
That's such a cool example. You just did exactly what I had talked about, just you validated him, and I can sense that you're grateful for this opportunity. That's, gosh, you really capture the idea that I really enjoy of when somebody comes out to you, they're investing in you and they're really taking a risk. Or his friend is giving Terrell a sword and begging him not to, and hoping that he won't use it on him. And so it's really cool that Terrell views this as an honor. And so, audience, if you've not had anybody come out to you yet, could possibly be because you haven't proved that you're safe yet. But for all the tips I've given, hopefully you can find somebody, because it is an honor when somebody trusts you with the deepest, hardest part of their life. And I thought Terrell handled it magnificently by making sure that he was loved.
Oh, you know what? I actually have a funny story. Okay, this happened when I was a teenager in my sweet and sour days.
Sweet and sour.
Yeah. I remember there was one friend of mine. We're good friends. We're not like really close, but he's a really good friend. I eventually developed a crush on him.
Ooh.
Okay, so I had a crush on this guy and I thought he's really nice. He's so good. He's cute and such. And then suddenly one day, he messaged me and he's like, hey, Deidre, I have something really important that I want to share with you. I was like, oh, okay. That day itself, I was actually planning to like tell him that I liked him. But then since he messaged that, I was like, okay, yeah, sure, tell me. And then he opened up to me and he said, you know what? You're one of the first few people I've told this and I really hope you can accept this. And I was like, oh, yes, definitely. And then in my head, I was like, thank goodness I didn't tell you I liked you. I was like, thank goodness I didn't do that. And then I was like, yeah, for sure, for sure. And it was good because I liked how he trusted me and he opened up to me and I completely respected him. And I saw him as like a really good friend after that. And till this day, like, he's happily open and he's doing his thing. And I just love seeing how confident he is. And that's something I really admire. Like, for the people that I know who are gay or bisexual and such, I admire their confidence that they're able to really show who they are, no matter what, especially with how the world views, like, people in this community.
Yeah, that's a really, really cute story, Deidre.
I'm just glad I didn't tell him I liked it.
And unfortunately, you didn't get into the relationship. I do have an ex-girlfriend. It was a tragic story, and I broke her heart. She loved me, and I tried to make it work, folks. I really did, but it just wasn't natural. I was really forcing myself. And here's the worst part, is when I broke up with her, I couldn't even tell her why, because I had not accepted it for myself yet. I didn't come out to myself. I still thought it was something that was going to pass. And so because of that, I broke her heart and actually left her crying in the rain at 10:30 at night after class. And that's the last time we ever saw each other. It's super dramatic, just like yours. Yeah, both of us have like Thai drama level stories. But it's a tricky one with relationships. So it's cool that you get to have a positive relationship going forward and in friendship, whereas if it was a relationship, that one gets bitter really fast.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of that, actually. Especially for the girl, if she doesn't know, why is he doing this? And then you can't fully express it to her. So, dang. We should make like a little story out of this.
Actually, fun fact, I'll plug in for myself. I'm doing a musical about my life, and that's a part of my that's part of my story, and that's going to be my senior project before I graduate from BYUH. So,
yes.
Yeah, thank you.
So, friends and family, if you're very interested in what Yesse is doing, and I'm sure it's going to be an awesome musical, I am going to watch it. Please be sure to stay tuned.
I wish I could watch it.
You know, you can follow him on social media on Instagram, and he's going to post it up, and then you guys can tune in with us as well. We're watching that.
Cool. Oh, wow. That's super cool. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. You helped us in this whole episode. So, least we can do is shout you out and watch everything that you've produced as well.
See, we're beginning dialogue.
The awesome work.
All I was saying is, like, we're beginning dialogue. See, I've not caused any of you two to become gay. And if there's anybody, like, you know, like, I don't know what people are freaking out about. Is like, this guy's spreading Satan's lies. Like, just the dialogue has made it so much better for all of us and your audience as well. So thank you.
Exactly. Yes. See, guys, we did not change, so don't worry, okay? this is completely normal.
But you're welcome to join if you want.
It's completely...
It is who we truly are, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And it's completely your choice. You don't have to be forced to be in it. And if you don't feel comfortable, it's totally fine. I was very uncomfortable at one point, but it just needs time to adjust.
And I wanted nothing to do with the LGBT community for the longest time. Even after I came out, I was just like, nope, keep it at a distance. But I've finally come around to loving it.
Awesome.
Actually, one of the audio clips, they mentioned, right, that is it a choice if you want to be part of the community?
It's such a big community. It's not like an organization. So I don't know who the president is and how they're accepting, but... I guess it I don't know.
Okay.
I think if anything, they're very welcoming. That's just you telling them that you want to know how they feel. Mm-hmm. And then you're also telling them that, okay, I want to support you. I want to support my future friends who's going to open up, and I want to be them to step up. You know, whenever they open up, you want to be there to support in every way that you can. So I think, I don't know, I'm also not part of their organization or whatnot or whatever that's in there or Facebook group, whatever. I just know that I'm more accepting than ever now, and I don't really care what other people think of me, and I don't want people to feel the same way as being discriminated and all that.
I've been really prizing Terrell's friendship with, and one of the things that's also cool is that Terrell's not ashamed to have a gay friend at this Christian university. I don't feel like he sidesteps being my friend, like, you know what, let's not talk about this. He embraces being my friend in every situation, and that really means a lot to me as well.
Aw, thank you. I mean, it's just a thing that I very deeply believe in is friendship. You know, like, no matter who you are or what you are, already trust you and I'm already friends with you, you're gonna bet that we're gonna be really, really good friends in a long road.
Yeah, like, you're better than a lot of straight people anyway, so why be friends with them? You know?
Okay, that's a fair statement.
No, but seriously, like, the one that really bugs me is, like, people who just want to talk bad about them. I'm like, they're not directly affecting you, so why should you even bother? Why?
And let me just say this. If we're going to try to change people's minds about the LGBTQ community, it will not work to shame them. Shaming them, to, like, you need to love them. You're a bigot. Like, that doesn't work.
Nope.
We can see that in our political climate here in the U.S. Shaming people is an ineffective way to get somebody to listen to you, which is why if you can hear my tone throughout this whole interview or this podcast is we just need to love. It's really that simple. Is the only agenda should be to love the individual for who they are as a child of God or as a human being, secular or religious. We love that individual.
Like, that's why here at DT Talks we always emphasize to be kind to other people, just like Ellen DeGeneres. But yeah, be kind.
Shakespeare said, they do not love that do not show their love. So make sure that you are showing it.
Exactly.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for being our guest here today, Yesse. Fantastically answered all of our questions. Well, at least most of my questions that I would have. And hopefully to the ones who are listening here today, for sure. But for you, Any last words? Any advice as well?
The world's tough enough as it is. Make sure you be kind to yourself, love yourself, and enable yourself to love others.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we did this episode. So definitely glad Yase came and did this with us, because there's a lot going on that people don't know, that they still don't know about. And especially in really religious countries like where I am, it's definitely still not accepted. So there are always little things that we can do to help support people in this community. So hopefully people would enjoy this podcast episode. Yeah, Terrell?
Yeah, exactly. And if you need someone to turn to, you can turn to us. And if you want to talk to Yase, again, his social media will be in the description below. Okay. If you want to contact him. And you can also talk to us. I'm very open-minded mm-hmm. now. Like, if you need someone to talk with, you can definitely let me know. Or like, oh, what yeah. about you, Deidre?
If anyone wants to open up to me, go ahead. Don't worry, I won't have a crush on you. I've had many friends open up to me, and I really appreciate that they trust me enough to do that. So yeah.
Well, thank you, friends and family, for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 3. We hope that you are able to be educated on this LGBTQ+ community and so forth, and you'll mm-hmm. be able to understand and empathize on what is going on in this world right now, and hopefully you can learn a thing or two also. But thank you so much for listening to us, and please be sure to follow us on our social media: Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you very much for listening, and this has been
DT Talks.
Woo! Mahalo.
It's a wrap.
Aloha.
Mahalo.